Okay. So, Motability Scheme is a scheme that's offered to give access to a vehicle, so a car, not just car, but mobility scooters, motorized wheelchairs, things of that nature, to people with disabilities in return or in exchange for a portion or all of their mobility component of their disability entitlement. So that could be DLA or PIP. So essentially, what you do is you sacrifice part of your entitlement in exchange for a lease on a vehicle. The changes that are coming in include reduced mileage, that the allowance, mileage allowance has been cut in half, and in addition to that, the cost of going over mileage has been increased. The proposed increase is fivefold increase in price. So for every mile you go over the new allowance, which has been reduced to 10,000 miles per year, you're going to be charged 25 pence per mile. It's currently 5 pence per mile on a 20,000 mileage allowance. They're also proposing an admin fee on international or European travel, which is a concern for people who maybe live cross-border, work cross-border, all of those things. So that they haven't been clear in their communication as to how that is going to impact cross-border workers. Other changes and it include a reduction in the amount of tyre changes included in your fee and concerningly an increase in the down payments and costs and the recurring payments. So what we're concerned about is that it may actually price a lot of disabled people out of the market. And then there's another change where they are looking to limit the type of vehicle a person can get. So they're framing it that you can't access luxury cars, luxury vehicles. But our argument to that would be, you know, if you have the means to afford, or if you were able-bodied and able to afford a luxury car, then why not? You know, is it unfair that we have to sacrifice an entitlement, but also sacrifice a lifestyle alongside that?
And a lot of these changes, or proposed changes at least, they have a financial element to it. Why do you think that is the case? Is it a fact of recouping money for the Motability Scheme?
Well, the Motability has come out and said that the reason for the changes are to do with increased taxes and insurance and increased costs to the scheme itself. However, all of the money raised for the scheme goes back into the Motability Foundation. And it is reported to be quite profitable in itself. So, yeah, I couldn't speak too much to that, to be honest. But yeah, our concern is that the proposed restrictions threaten independence and limit opportunities and risk isolating people further.
And a further concern that was raised, the limited public transport within Northern Ireland is a concern because it makes the mobility scheme more crucial to get access and get around and even get to appointments and so on. That was a big factor in the statement, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, mobility is a lifeline for many people in the north of Ireland. We have a unique situation here in that, you know, most of our geography is rural, and we have significant rural communities that have limited access to public transport. And then the fact that, you know, accessible public transport becomes an additional issue on top of that. So mobility is crucial for many of those people, especially in rural settings, that want to participate in education, attend appointments, connect to their communities. So we see it as absolutely essential that disabled people can fully participate in the reform process and that their voices are heard, especially those from Northern Ireland, where we have, you know, some unique circumstances.